511 Nussbaum QPR Trust, care of Andrew Nussbaum, trustee. Seek variances from the minimum lot width requirement and the minimum lot area requirement for proposed lots, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Holly Road within the North Shore subdivision. The 911 address is 37 Holly Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1, and the tax parcel is District 334, map 14.05, parcel 8. The applicant is requesting a 16,830 square foot variance from the 32,670 square foot minimum lot area requirement and a 24.2 foot variance from the 100 foot lot width requirement for lot 71, and requesting a 16,941 square foot variance from the 32,670 square foot minimum lot area and a 69.32 foot variance from the 100 foot lot width requirement for lot 72. There are 5 letters of support in the file for this application, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Come on up here, sir.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Andrew Nussbaum, 10001 Windstream Drive, apartment 906, Columbia, Maryland, 20044.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Evening.
And Happy New Year. And I must say I didn't expect the year to start with the chairperson taking a new career, so that was kind of a surprise, but I think good for Alan. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney representing the applicant, which is the Goldie Nussbaum Trust. With me is Andy Nussbaum and his wife, and also Bill Nussbaum. Andy and Bill are the trustees of the trust, and they're also Goldie's two sons. An exhibit packet was submitted that I'll be referring to in my presentation. Technically, as was stated, this is an application requesting variances from the lot area and lot width requirements for two lots. But as I will explain, in practical terms, all this application seeks is to slightly relocate the internal division line between two existing lots, lots 71 and 72 in North Shores. They're the two lots that Mrs. Nussbaum owns. The North Shores development is located just north of Hennepin Acres and Rehoboth Beach, and she purchased these two lots over 50 years ago in 1969. North Shores is an older subdivision. It was created and recorded in approximately 1956, and that was before Sussex County had zoning. Sussex County didn't enact their zoning ordinance until 1968 and 1970. The lots in North Shores vary in size, but the vast majority are less than 20,000 square feet and less than 100 feet in width, and they're those amounts are the current code requirements for lots in an AR1 district. But since North Shores predated the zoning ordinance, lots in the development are considered to be legal, non-conforming lots. Lots 71 and 72 actually front on a cul-de-sac, and the rear of the lots actually back up to some common area, but that's adjacent to the North Shores Yacht Basin. Exhibit A, B, and C in the booklet that I gave you just shows the location and size of the lots. Mrs. Nussbaum built a home and a later addition on lot 71, and a small portion of the home actually extends across the lot line onto lot 72. Now, since she owned both lots, that's permitted. It's not a problem, but by crossing the boundary line of the two lots, the lots are deemed to have been merged into one large 31,000 square foot lot for tax map parcel purposes and county purposes. Mrs. Nussbaum, as part of her estate planning, wants to convey a lot to each of her two sons. Andy and Bill have had discussions with Mr. Whitehouse over the past year or so about the best manner to try to accomplish this. It's my understanding that if the existing house was demolished, the two lots could be reinstated as two separate lots. However, if the house was to be preserved, variances would be needed from the current lot area and lot width requirements. And since the lots are being slightly changed from the lot sizes that are on the original subdivision plan, the North Shores Homeowners Association would also need to confirm that it has no objection to these this slight change in the lot sizes. In addition, North Shores has private restrictions. So for the past year, Andy and Bill have been working with the North Shores HOA regarding their proposal. The HOA board has been developing a list of conditions that would be needed to be met. The board has been very deliberate in reviewing this question, since it recognizes that there could be other situations where this would exist, and what the board decides here could set a precedent for future situations. So all of the conditions that the board has developed to date are conditions that are acceptable and can be complied with by Andy and Bill, and they are optimistic that if we obtain the variance from the county, we will be able to obtain the written notice of no objection from the board of the HOA. The clearest way to explain the variance request is to refer to Exhibit D, which is the survey in the exhibits you have. Lot 71 is to the left. Again, that's for the most part where the house is located. Lot 72 is to the right. The straight line on that exhibit that you have there, that's the red line, is the actual existing boundary line between the two lots. The purpose of the variance is to basically bend that dividing line between the lots as is shown on the survey by the black line. The land that would be within that triangle, which is now part of lot 72, would become part of lot 71. The angle of the bend in that line was determined by the intent to establish a 15-foot side yard setback for the existing house from the new dividing line. And then that would make the house meet the currently required 15-foot side yard setback and make the house basically consistent with the current requirements. Again, as required by the conditions of the HOA as developed to date, the front and rear corners, these would be the common corners for lot 71 and 72, cannot be changed. And so basically that's why those corners are staying the same and the lines being bent. So the original corners of those lots will remain as they were laid out originally. The new size and width of the two lots are not significantly different than the lots as they were originally created. And the revision actually results in the lots being more equal in size. With this variance, lot 71 will contain 15,840 square feet, and lot 72 would be 15,689 square feet, so almost exactly equal in size. The new front width, the front width is measured at the front setback line, not at the street line. So the new front width would be approximately 80 feet for lot 71. It currently is 77.5 feet, and 40 feet for lot 72, and it currently is 45 feet. So again, not significantly different. With the variance, the lots will not really be much different than they were originally laid out. Again, in summary, the variance will permit reestablishment of the two separate lots, which would enable Mrs. Nussbaum to convey a lot to each of her two sons without the destruction of the existing home. And again, that home is structurally sound and functional. Now, as to the legal basis for an area variance, an applicant is responsible for addressing the criteria of the county code and also the considerations that have been established by the courts of Delaware. The code provisions you're very familiar with. They're the five criteria that are presented in the code. And the Delaware Supreme Court, in a case called Quick Check, established four factors that also must be basically met. These kind of overlap each other and are similar in the requirements. As to the five code requirements, the property is unique in that it was originally created as two lots, both of which are unusual in shape and size. The lots, again, front on a cul-de-sac, they back up to the yacht basin. The original lot 71 has a very long depth of 191 feet, and the original lot 72 is very narrow in the front and spreads out to the rear where it's pretty wide. Again, the lots exist. The only change being proposed is a slight relocation of the interior dividing line. The two lots cannot be conveyed to the two sons or developed separately without the variance or the demolition of the existing family home. The variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of both lots since destruction of the structurally sound existing home in order to reestablish the two lots would be, at least in my opinion, wasteful, unnecessary, and I do not think it would be reasonable. The circumstances were not self-created in that the two lots, which are, again, non-conforming lots, lots that have less area and less width than currently would be required, are not really being created in that they were already established prior to the zoning ordinance. This application is not creating those two lots, but simply adjusting the dividing line to create a legal side yard setback for the house and make the lots equal in size. The variance will not alter the character of the area. As I said, these two lots already exist. Only the dividing line is being altered. The two lots, as requested, will be consistent with the majority of the lots in North Shores. As I mentioned, the variance also would be conditioned, or should be conditioned, on the county's receipt of a letter of no objection from the North Shores Homeowners Association as to the revision of lot 71 and 72 as shown on the survey. In addition to that, again, all of the lot owners in the immediate area, which would be the cul-de-sac that I mentioned, these are lots 70 through 78 in North Shores. They've indicated they have no objection to the application, and that is documented by their emails, which are in Exhibit E of the exhibit packet. And lastly, the variance is the minimum required and the least modification necessary, again, to slightly adjust the interior lot line while maintaining the original corner markers in order to provide the 15-foot setback for the existing house to meet the current code. As to the four factors that the courts have stated in the Quick Check case, the first two I've already addressed. That's basically the nature of the zone and the character of the area. The third criteria is that if the variance is approved, would it have a serious effect on neighbors, neighboring properties or uses? And again, as I stated, these two lots already exist. It's really just a question of whether the home would have to be demolished. And as I stated in Exhibit E, we have the consent, no objection, from all the immediate neighbors around the cul-de-sac. And lastly, the court standard is that if the variance were not granted, would it create a hardship on the applicant? And again, in this case, to utilize the two existing lots, if the variance were denied, the only way that could be done would be to basically destroy the existing family home. So in closing, I believe we've established a legal basis for the requested variance under both the code and the court criteria. Legal requirements aside, this variance really is a practical, common sense result that will enable the two lots to be reestablished without the unwanted waste of the existing home. So that would conclude our presentation. I do have proposed conditions. Would you want me to submit that to you? I don't know how what the procedure is right now. Is that okay?
Mr. Chico, I think you've given Mr. Phillips there.
In or Ms. Norwood, one of the two.
Now, why don't, let me just read this so you'll... Again, if you're inclined to approve the variance, I would suggest these two conditions be placed on it. The first one is just for clarification, because I've had a couple situations where we were a bit confused about old variances, about what they actually were. So the first condition is, this variance is limited to relocating the interior common lot line between lot 71 and 72, as shown on the proposed re-subdivision and reconfiguration survey of lands of Goldie Z. Nussbaum, QPR Trust, prepared by Foresight Services, dated August 6, 2018, a copy of which is attached to Exhibit A. That's a survey you saw, so I'm just establishing that that is exactly what's being approved. The second condition would be that this variance is conditioned on the receipt by the Office of Planning and Zoning of a statement of no objection of the reconfiguration of lot 71 and 72, as shown on Exhibit A, from the North Shores HOA. And that would conclude what I have to present, other than any questions you might have. Oh.
And would you like to confirm
Andy,
everything?
Would you just verify that everything I said is true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I'd be happy to verify.
Okay.
Thank you.
Questions?
We're
good.
Mr. Fuquay, I know you talked about the homeowners association. I might have missed that. Do they have HOA approval yet or no?
No, they've been, as you know, this has been a crazy year. HOAs don't really meet regularly. And like everyone else, they've had more serious issues to deal with. There's been ongoing discussions. The HOA has developed a list of criteria, about maybe a dozen items that would be required, limiting the size of the house, setbacks, things of that nature. They're working with the HOA, and again, they're optimistic that they will have that in the very near future, but there is no consent yet, and that's why I said, as a condition, you would want that in writing, or the Planning and Zoning Office would want that in writing.
Would there be any access issues to that second, to the smaller lot?
It's a 40-foot width, so the driveway would come in. In fact, one of the conditions of the HOA is that the lots would have to have separate entrances.
Okay.
And again, there are two lots now, so it wouldn't make any difference. As I said, it's really just a question that you're going to have to rip the house down to accomplish this or not.
Thank you.
You might have mentioned this, but I just wanted to clarify. Did you happen to mention like a change in square footage this would actually be? Do you have an approximation?
Like I said, with the new interior lot line, the lots are almost equal in size. They just vary by, a very small amount. So right now, again, I think you can see on the screen, lot 72 would be the one toward the bottom. It has that narrow frontage, but it fans out very wide in the rear. So basically, you're taking some of that, putting it to lot 71, and then in the rear there you see it's a very large area there for a home construction to meet all setbacks without any question. And as I said, this is a cul-de-sac, and I think you can see from the picture there, it's very informally developed with the entrances and things of that nature. Very nice.
Any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
Just to jump off of the chair's point, do we know the square footage of that triangle that you referenced? I was curious as to what
don't.
The... Okay.
That's why I was trying to really nail it down to the survey.
Understood. That's fine. I just didn't know if you had it off the top of your head. And the other one was, I know that we're taking some, it looks like, from 72, and it's it looks like the angle's kind of got a bulge to it as compared to a straight line before. It, with the conditions that the HOA is looking at, are, is your client going to be able to build a home in there within the setbacks or no issues there that you're aware of?
Yeah, I think you can see on the survey, I think it's got the proposed footprint of the home on it.
Okay.
It meets all, it'll meet all setbacks.
No flooding issues or anything back
no,
there?
No, okay. No, it's high there.
Okay, very good. That's all I need. Thank you.
No questions?
No more questions.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Please raise your hand if you are. Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there's anyone on this call that is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, we have no callers that wish to make comment.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12511 for the requested variances for Nussbaum QPR. I believe that the property is unique. I believe that the, it cannot be developed without tearing down of a piece of property. I believe we started with two lots and we still have two lots. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and presents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
A motion, do I have a second?
Second.
And I guess the one thing I didn't know
that the applicant did proffer some conditions.
And in addition, thank you, that the two, as a condition of the variance, that the two proposed conditions, one and two, presented with the variance limited to the relocating of the interior common lot line, the verbiage for number one and number two, conditioned on the receipt of the Office of Planning and Zoning of a statement of no objection of the reconfiguration of lot 71 and 72 from the North Shores HOA. I include that in my motion.
Motion.
And I second that.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12511 is approved.